Don LaDuke. He's the president of Cooley Law School. Don's going to be seeing some cash from my family. My wife wants to go to law school desperately, Don. I got a feeling that she's going to be there sooner than we think.
Well, that's a great combination, Tony, to have your money and her desire. That works out perfectly.
Well, except it's going to be her money and her desire. She is the brains of the factory out in Williamston. Don, thanks so much for joining us. We wanted to get you on. We had the president of Cooley Law School on the program today, and we're going to have Brent Knight on the show on Monday. But we wanted to get your take on Davenport expanding here in downtown Lansing.
Well, Tony, that's a great idea that they have come closer to downtown. Of course, Davenport's been in town for a long time, even with a predecessor name, so it's not like they're strangers to the community. But to have them in closer proximity to Cooley and LCC is going to be a good thing. As you know, we signed a joint partnership with their MBA and our JD program yesterday, and we think there's some synergy that will result from having them in physical proximity.
You know, it's interesting to see education institutions working in partnerships because in many instances they're competitors.
Well, they are certainly, for instance, Davenport and Western, both here in town, and both Grand Rapids are West Michigan-based. So there's a certain amount of that, but there's more demand than there is supply in education yet today, so that's a good thing. And obviously we're not in competition with anything Davenport does, except arguably a little bit in the graduate education level. And having a joint MBA-JD sort of bridges that challenge itself.
Tell us the specifics in the genesis, if you will, of the collaboration, the partnership between Davenport and Cooley.
Well, first off, substantively, what this program does is allows us to share credits, which benefits the students, making it easier to do both degrees. They are able to credit a certain number of MBA courses towards our degree, and then they are also able to credit some of Cooley's courses towards their MBA degree. So that's the biggest saving, I think, for most, is in the time that it takes to complete the work. And, of course, there's some economic advantage for the students in doing that as well. And for us, we look at it as a way to enhance the flexibility of the degrees that each of us offer, because there's probably no two degrees that are more usable than the MBA and the JD. And in addition to that, having an MBA is a great thing for somebody that's going to be in small business or solo practice. It's just a great combination. So we don't look at it as competition so much as the supplementary to one another.
Don, is downtown Lansing becoming the education hub for Michigan?
You know, I would say not necessarily the hub for the whole state, but is definitely a hub. There are several areas that have combinations like this. Having them all right downtown is a little bit different from most of the other cities in the state. But I certainly think that we're looking at this, and I think Mayor Bernero said this in his remarks yesterday. This is going to be a bit of an educational corridor, and hopefully we can induce some others to come downtown as well.
Don, do we have enough attorneys in the world, in the United States, in Michigan?
Well, the short answer is we don't. You have kind of a maldistribution of services, but in the middle, the cost of legal services is still just a little bit more than the average middle-class person wants to pay, and there's certainly not enough legal services for the poor and the people who are indigent. So the short answer is no. Interestingly, despite what you might see and hear elsewhere, we added 45,000 lawyers to the national economy last year, which was a sort of a signal of the end of the recession in the legal business market. We had an uptick in the employment of our graduates, so we've been in a depressed market. The other thing people don't look at is a little bit longer range. The demographics are that there's an aging population of lawyers. And I know for that for a fact. In Michigan, more than half are over 50, and we're pretty sure that that's the case in almost all states. So. Yeah, by the time people starting law school today graduate, they'll be going into a fairly opportunistic market.
Seems like it'd be a challenge to get lawyers interested in working with the poor, with those who are in need, because the financial circumstances in that, you know, wouldn't be great enough to really sustain you, and then you got to think about those loans you might have to pay off.
Well, it's interesting you put it that way, because what most people say when they come to law school is they want to help other people and be in a service mode. And, of course, when they graduate, they want a job. And I think that we do have a dislocation. We don't support indigent defense in the criminal arena the way we support prosecution in the criminal arena. So there's really a shortfall there. And then on the needs of people of modest means, it's just very difficult to find the service, and in part it's scarce because lawyers don't can't afford to be in that service more than sort of indirectly doing pro bono and helping out at clinics and the legal aid agencies. So some of this is truly an economics problem. You're right about the loans and the fact that the loan default rates are so low, particularly for law students and at least from the independent schools, that you get an impression that people are taking the higher paying jobs when they would really be happier taking the lower paying jobs, but they do have financial obligations.
All right, Don, before I let you go, I want to let you know that 1320 WILS, we're going to send you a bill because we think you owe us, because it seems like we say every time we give the Lansing Lugnut score, we say played at the Cooley Law School Stadium.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point, and we're delighted with that relationship, especially the fact that the Lugnuts have been such good partners to Cooley, and they've done great things with the stadium, especially like the new blue awnings on it myself.
All right, Don, we appreciate your time. I know you're busy, but we appreciate your input. Thanks so much, sir.
You're very welcome.